Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. After Kevin McCarthy was ousted as House Speaker, former President Donald Trump says a lot of people have asked him about that position.
I'll do whatever it is to help, but my focus, my total focus is being president and, quite honestly, making America great again.
The former president is back at a New York civil fraud trial for a third day. Mr. Trump has been voluntarily attending that trial. Also at townhall.com, the federal government will be testing its nationwide emergency alert system this afternoon. Correspondent Ben Thomas has more in this report.
While these alerts are frequently used in targeted areas to warn of things like tornadoes, this one will be conducted nationwide over a 30-minute window starting at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. It'll be sent via television and radio and to mobile devices. The emergency alert system is designed to allow the president to speak to the American people within 10 minutes during a national emergency via outlets such as television and radio. Wireless emergency alerts are short messages, 360 characters or less. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Tropical Storm Philippe drenching the U.S. and British Virgin Islands as it spins away from the Northeast Caribbean. It's on a path that would take it toward Bermuda and later New England and Atlantic Canada. Schools in St. Martin and St. Bart's remain closed. Officials in the French Caribbean territories are banning people from swimming in the ocean or any other nautical activities. That's at least until Thursday. Philippe expected to approach Bermuda late Thursday or Friday. On Wall Street, the Dow up 66 points and the S&P 500 adding 21 points. More at townhall.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Saudi Arabia says it will maintain a production cut of 1 million barrels of oil a day through the end of the year.
The announcement could further prop up oil prices, which are hovering at around $90 a barrel. Production cuts first announced by Saudi Arabia and Russia in July have driven up prices at the pump, enriched Moscow's war chest, and complicated global efforts to bring down inflation. The Saudi Energy Ministry says the kingdom will continue to produce 9 million barrels per day in November and December.
That's correspondent Jeremy House. The ministry adds it will review the production cut again in November. Poland's central bank has lowered its key interest rates, pointing to a drop in inflation, despite a still high rate of 8.2% last month. The National Bank of Poland cut its benchmark rate a quarter of a percentage point to 5.75%. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Former President Donald Trump back in today to observe his civil fraud trial in New York as the judge issued a gag order aimed at him. Correspondent Julie Walker with the latest in this report.
After a post on Donald Trump's social media with disparaging remarks about the judge's law clerk taking a photo with Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and talking about it with reporters.
You saw what was just put out about Schumer and the principal clerk. That is disgraceful.
The judge issued a limited gag order on all parties, and Schumer's camp issued a statement saying, "This pathetic post is ridiculous, absurd, and false. This activity overshadowed the prosecution's questioning of Trump's longtime accountant, who testified the Trump Organization supplied the numbers for financial statements." At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm John Scott.
Are you looking for someplace fun and exciting to go to? Then set your sights to Cave of the Mounds in southwest Wisconsin. This geologic wonder is a comfortable 50 degrees year-round with stunning and colorful displays of underground crystal formations. For something even more spectacular, visit Cave of the Mounds for one of the many guided specialty tours, like the Blacklight Tour. It's a one-of-a-kind experience to watch the cave glow, or visit during their many events and lectures this summer. Go to the Cave of the Mounds website for more information.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ayling. Wisconsin Republicans opposed the removal of House Speaker Kevin McCarthy.
McCarthy was voted out as Speaker of the House on Tuesday after far right-wing Republicans pushed for his ouster. Ahead of the vote, Eau Claire Republican Derek Van Orden said Congressman Matt Gaetz of Florida, who was leading the effort, was out of line.
"The motion to vacate the speakership is a fool's errand, and I can't think of anyone better to lead this effort than my colleague from the great state of Florida."
Democrats Gwen Moore and Mark Pocan joined all other Democrats in voting against McCarthy. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Stevens Point State Representative Katrina Shankland announced Tuesday she's running to challenge Van Orden for his third congressional district seat next year. Shankland says she wants to take a record of working with both parties to Washington.
"And I think a candidate like me, who has a proven track record of not only winning, but delivering for Wisconsin, is exactly what not only the base, but everyone in the Wisconsin's third wants."
Shankland adds the district deserves better than Van Orden.
"Extremists like Derek Van Orden are ignoring the needs of working people because they're too focused on causing dysfunction."
Shankland is one of four Democrats that have already announced for the seat. Milwaukee man has been sentenced to 6 years in prison for his role in his son's shooting death.
Jose Gonzalez had earlier pleaded guilty to neglecting a child in the February death of five-year-old Elijo Gonzalez, who got a hold of a gun and shot himself. Prosecutors said the elder Gonzalez left two loaded guns in his bedroom while he was at work with Elijo and his 11-year-old sister in the care of their uncle, Brian Jench. Jench pleaded guilty last month but is receiving medical and psychiatric treatment and has not yet been sentenced. Gun safety advocates say the tragedy is a strong argument for owners to lock up their guns. Bob Hague, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The United States Deputy Sheriff's Association is a national nonprofit and the largest non-governmental provider of services to law enforcement. The USDSA assists city, county, state, and federal agencies with free safety equipment donations and officer survival training, along with cash donations to families of law enforcement officers who perish in the line of duty, a citizen awareness program, and more. For more information on United States Deputy Sheriff's Association, please visit usdeputy.org.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the back seat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The author of legislation to legalize marijuana in Wisconsin says it could be beneficial to the state's agricultural community, including farmers who are already legally growing hemp.
"The potential, which we don't have here in Wisconsin, to expand that market to high THC products that our neighboring states are able to embrace. I know that there are good paying jobs there."
Senator Melissa Agard of Madison has introduced a bill to legalize recreational marijuana before, but it's never advanced in the Republican-controlled legislature. And a proposal in the state legislature seeks to make the monarch the state's butterfly. Proponents of the bill seek to bring awareness to the struggles of the insect. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says due to habitat loss, disease, and climate change, the monarch is at risk of disappearing, but they add it's not yet considered endangered. The agency points out that more than 80% of the species have died off over the past few decades. Ted Ayling, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, of Park Falls, died on Wednesday, September 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home. She is survived by her four children, Nan Stegner of Fort Collins, Colorado, by Jeff Schimmick of Park Falls, by Amy Reese of Fruta, Colorado, and by Brian Schimmick of Park Falls. Survived also by seven grandchildren, by 17 great-grandchildren, by three sisters-in-law, and by numerous nieces and nephews. Graveside service will take place at Forest Home Cemetery, Saturday, October 7th, starting at 2 p.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Nettie Elizabeth Schimmick, age 98, Park Falls. Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96, passed away on September 22nd at Southdale Medical Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota. She is survived by her daughters, Christy Collins and Debbie Blomberg. Survived also by her sons, Ken Dickinson and Dan Dickinson. Survived by 19 grandchildren, by 32 great-grandchildren, and by three great-great-grandchildren. Memorial service to be held 11 a.m. Saturday, October 21st, at the Ogama Baptist Church, located in Ogama. Visitation beginning 1 hour prior to the service at the church. The Heindel Nimsgern Funeral and Cremation Services are assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Lillian Marie Dickinson, age 96. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
At Staples, you can count on every project being print perfect, guaranteed.
I need invitations and posters printed, and they have to be perfect.
I need beautifully bound booklets and presentations for my business.
Your invitations and booklets will be in captivating color and will be done right every time. That's Staples' Print Big Promise. And right now at Staples, get $50 off your print purchase of $150 or more. Try Staples and see the difference. Ends 10/14. Exclusions apply. See associate or visit staples.com/print for details.
Great food, great entertainment, all summer long, and an outdoor bar and music venue to enjoy it all at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W in Phillips, Wisconsin. Wing it up at the Den with Wing Ding Wednesdays, Thursday steak night featuring 16-ounce ribeyes, Friday fish fry with beer battered parmesan crusted cod, and be sure to stick around for late night happy hour from 8 to midnight with $2 domestics and $5 tall mixers and post recipe pizzas available anytime at the Badger's Den Sports Bar and Grill on County Road W, where it's never a question of whether or not there's entertainment, but who's playing this weekend.
Stock up and save on the toughest filters in the business during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. Not only will you get the best deal of the season on our very best filters, but you'll also find deep discounts on oil, fluids, grease, batteries, and more. Upgrade your filters during Wix Filters Sale Days at your local Auto Value Parts store. See store for official sale dates. Auto Value. We've got the parts. We've got the smarts.
We are losing daylight right now at a very fast pace, over 3 minutes a day. So every 4 days, we're losing 13 minutes. Now, we continue to lose daylight very fast through October, but by November, we'll be losing under 3 minutes a day. By the end of November, under 2 minutes a day. Twilight time doesn't change much, though. It's still about a half an hour of twilight time between daybreak and sunrise, and also twilight time between sunset and nightfall. And that's commonly more referred to as twilight time than evening time. The length of our day today is at 11 hours and 35 minutes. Sunrise time this morning happened at 7:03. Twilight time was 6:33. Sunset time is at 6:38. Twilight time is at 7:08. We've got a minor fish feeding period happening 9:45 to 10:45 this morning. The major is from 4 till 6 later in the day. Today is the last day of black bear hunting with the aid of dogs. It continues through the 10th of October, starting tomorrow without the aid of dogs. Weather-wise, we've got a chance for a light shower yet this morning with clouds. Should see some scattered sun this afternoon, and our high is still around 70. Southerly winds at 10 to 20 miles an hour should taper down for the afternoon a bit, become more southwesterly. Tonight, we'll have partly cloudy skies, low at 48. Tomorrow looks pretty nice. There could be a spotty shower, but much of the day is rain-free, if not all of it. Our high is at 62. Southwesterly winds are at 5 to 15 miles an hour, picking up again in the afternoon a bit. And then it's much cooler with some rain showers here by Friday, with highs only around 49, with a stiff westerly wind. Clouds and scattered sun Saturday could still keep us below 50, starting out at 35. Some frost potential is there Sunday morning, and sunshine returns with highs back above 50. Enjoy the outdoors. I'm Carl Kilpatrick.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country Weatherology Forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 71, winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 46. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 60, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures well below average Friday and Saturday, with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 71 this afternoon. Lows level off around 46 tonight. We should top off around 60 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 67.
Save big money on your next project with 11% off everything in Menards. We have everything to help you breathe easier. DuPont Plus Allergen Air Filters can reduce harmful airborne allergens by up to 80% with antimicrobial protection built in. DuPont Air Filters last up to 3 months with optimal filter life and performance. 1-inch Plus Allergen Filters are only $5.95 after 11% rebate. Good through October 8th. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
With SRN Sports, I'm Jeremy House. Major League Baseball and postseason play got underway yesterday, and the Philadelphia Phillies began their National League title defense with a win over the Miami Marlins.
Phillies starting pitcher Zach Wheeler kept the Marlins in check in Philadelphia's 4-1 win in game one of the National League Wild Card Series. Wheeler allowed just one run on five hits. He struck out eight and did not walk a batter.
Fastball was there, velo and command for the most part. I know they're an aggressive team, so I'm just going to go right after them and just keep mixing it up.
The Phillies got an RBI double from Alec Bohm in the bottom of the third, then two more runs in the bottom of the fourth. Craig Kimbrell picked up the save. Michael Luongo, Philadelphia.
One other National League Divisional Series got underway yesterday as well, with Arizona doubling up Milwaukee 6-3. Both Arizona and Philadelphia have taken 1-0 leads. This is SRN Sports. Staying with baseball, the American League Divisional Series also began yesterday with Minnesota topping Toronto 3-1 and Texas blanking Tampa Bay 4-0. All four teams will be in action today. Off the field, Michael Lorenzen, Byron Buxton, Johnny Cueto, and Jonathan Hernandez were among the players left off rosters for Wild Card Series, while the Texas Rangers made the surprise inclusion of former top draft pick Matt Busch. Minnesota included Carlos Correa and rookie Royce Lewis, along with right-hander Chris Paddock, who returned from Tommy John surgery. In an NBA news, Damian Lillard understands he has a reputation for being an elite offensive player, but not a particularly strong defender. The 7-time All-NBA selection looks forward to changing that perception. Now that he's on a new team, Lillard began training camp with Milwaukee on Tuesday. This is SRN Sports.
The Brewers dropped Game 1 of their Wild Card Series with Arizona 6-3 on Tuesday night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyrone Taylor clubbed a 2-run homer in the second as the Brewers jumped out to a 3-0 lead, but they couldn't come back with a big hit the rest of the way.
I think, you know, we've all been here before. It's any series where you lose the first game, you come back tomorrow and you get the next one. That's what we do. We have short memories. We're used to doing that. You got to come back tomorrow and come in expecting to win.
Brewers DH Mark Canha. The Brewers had their chances, but got some tough breaks along the way too. Manager Craig Counsell.
You know, the Taylor ball was a big play in the game for sure. Longoria made a great play and we got caught off there. We caught a bad break kind of when Yelich got called out at second base, you know, kind of just making the turn and the bobble and, you know, kind of what are you going to do there? And so, yeah, we had some chances, obviously. We had a chance in the third, but their bullpen did a really nice job.
Loss goes to Corbin Burnes. He allowed 4 runs, 4 hits, and 4 innings. Freddy Peralta, he'll pitch game 2 tonight, a must win for the Brewers. First pitch set for 6:08. The Packers got some injured players back to practice yesterday. Eric Stokes, Elton Jenkins, Jair Alexander, all practicing Tuesday. Jenkins trying to return from a sprained MCL in week 2 against the Falcons. Could he play Monday night against the Raiders?
I mean, we'll just have to, you know, go through the week and see how practice go, and see how the knee feel up to that time, so we just got to go through the week.
Football Badgers coming off their bye week, getting ready to host Rutgers in Big Ten action on Saturday with Ches Malusi sideline. Doesn't necessarily mean Braylon Allen's reps will go up. Coach Luke Fickell said Jackson Acker and Cade Iacomelli will see their opportunities grow.
Both those guys' roles are going to be increased. You know, I don't think it changes who we are and what we do. And I even told Braylon the same thing. It doesn't change. You know, I think it puts a little bit more on Braylon's plate, not just carrying the football, but, you know, the leader that Ches was, the energy that Ches was, the heart that Ches was, that's something that's going to be missed.
Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Taking a look at some local sports scores from yesterday. Cross country, they ran it in Auburndale Phillips along with Prentice Rib Lake competing. Let's look at the boys' side where Gavin Esterholm of Phillips finishes in second overall. Phillips Maverick Hoagland in fourth. Rib Lake Prentice's Caleb Scott finishes in eighth. Ninth place for James Vollendorf of Phillips. 10th place for Jack Rieger of Rib Lake Prentice. 11th place for Arlo Behrens of Phillips. 12th place for Julian Ellingen of Phillips. 13th for Heston Heckman out of the Rib Lake Prentice cross country team. Elijah Scott, 14th for Rib Lake Prentice. And Hagen Isaacson finishes in 15th. Other Those are the top 20 qualifiers, finishers for the boys. Complete listing at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. The Phillips boys win it with 38. Phillips Prentice Rib Lake rather finishes in second with 60. It was Columbus Catholic in coming in fourth place, Mosinee in fifth, and Auburndale sixth, Athens seventh, Pittsville eighth, and Spencer ninth. On the girls' side, Phillips, very impressive. Leah Harper, first place. Meredith Murlock Phillips, second place. It was Sarah Knack of Phillips coming in fourth place. Phillips' Addie Cabe finishes in ninth place. Phillips' Ruby McCormick finishes in 12th. Phillips' Maya Nieto in 14th. And Phillips' Caitlin Pesco finished in 15th place. And you had Phillips' Brielle Mesko finishing in 19th place as Phillips takes care of business, wins it with 23 points. Stratford second out of the five-team field. Again, complete cross-country results at 98qcountry.com under the sports tab. The Logger girls volleyball team traveled to Athens for the final Merrillwood Conference matchup and game. They came out on top with a 3-2 victory. They win 25-20, 17-25, 25-22, 16-25, and the fourth and deciding goes to the Loggers 15-11. With the win, the Phillips Logger volleyball team clinches first place in the Merrillwood North Conference, 5-0 record. Prentice finishes second at 4-1, Athens third at 3-2, Abbotsford in fourth, Rib Lake fifth, and Shawamigan in sixth. Overall, the Loggers are 24-3. The JV fell 3-0 in their contest. Matea Eckert led the Loggers last night, 35 attack kills, and Brooke Eckert with 15. Casey Egerbrecht and Ileana Winter led in service aces with 24 and 21 respectively. Lily Miller had 26 digs and Ileana 17. Casey with 31 assists, Allie Williams with 25. The Loggers will play in Gilman and an invite on Saturday. The Lakeland volleyball team tops Antigo yesterday, 4-0. The Lakeland soccer team, they get goals from Cameron Bernard, Oren Slemons, and Yaroslav Mishishin, and they get a 3-0 win. Lakeland 3, Rhinelander nothing in boys soccer action. The Butternut Middle School team, they traveled to Mellon, I should say. They continued their run of success as the B team had to battle back from a large deficit in the game at 16 late in the fourth quarter. But a rebound and a putback gave the B squad team of the middle school girls of Butternut an 18-6 victory in that contest. Meanwhile, the eighth grade team also, they found a tough test. They built an early lead and held on for a 35-27 victory last night in their contest. The Butternut Middle School girls go to 10-1, and they will travel to Solon Springs on Friday in a matchup of two of the better eighth grade teams in the area. First game 5:45 on Friday. Brewer baseball, win or go home. We've got it for you today. 5:30 the coverage, and that's a check of your 98Q Country Sports.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new stuff.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98Q Country.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be alive.
man's got a problem. You live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's got to take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving in your car. Speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. Fast car, we go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job, so I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find work and I'll get promoted, and we'll move out of the shelter, buy a bigger house, live in the suburbs. So I remember when we were driving in your car, speed so fast it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay. And your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Now I got a job that pays all my bills. We stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends.
Yeah. kiss a good morning, I kiss a good night. We keep it on the up, that's how we get down. So don't be coming around, unless you got them good vibes. I'm living this good life, I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath, I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup, and there ain't nothing gonna spill it, nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye, I'm feeling them good vibes. I'm breathing on God's time. And I ain't gonna waste one breath, I'm soaking it all up. I got me a full cup, and there ain't nothing gonna spill it, nothing gonna kill it. Waving them words goodbye, I'm feeling them good vibes. Oh, I'm feeling them good vibes. Yeah.
Today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I guess I'm mad at things that don't matter way too much. I let the way back winds and my old friends scatter like they were dust. I get to chasing that rainbow particle riding through the pouring rain with nothing to show for it, standing there soaking wet, looking up, shaking my fist as the thunder rolls. Howling in on nights like this, I catch a phone.
Tim McGraw, that's Standing Room Only. You know, they say when you win Powerball or Mega Millions or something like that, you first of all need to get a financial advisor, and then you need to get a lawyer, maybe not in those Maybe the lawyer first, you know, maybe then the financial advisor. How do you find the right people to help you with your money and decisions and that sort of thing, huh? How do you do that? So right off the bat, you're happy, but you're going, scratching your head over, now what do I do now, huh? Jackson Dean's coming up, Joe Nichols, Dustin Lynch, and more on your country station.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful featured businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamaganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook too for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
1 in 4 car batteries is weak and needs to be replaced. Let our professional parts people test your battery for free at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Explore 50% off everything for a limited time now through October 9th at Banana Republic Factory. Save on elevated fall essentials, polished occasion wear, and more only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Slight chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 71, winds out of the southwest, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight, lows around 46. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 60, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. Temperatures well below average Friday and Saturday with highs in the mid-40s. Chance for scattered rain showers Friday. Another look at the short range, high of 71 this afternoon. Lows level off around 46 tonight. We should top off around 60 tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 68.
Got a head full of noise, about 100 different things I'm trying to avoid. I got a mind in the gutter, the trouble on one hand, a beer in the other. Got the windows down and my fingers crossed. Just looking for a brand new way to get lost. So long, four wheels turning. Got a tank full of gas down the road I'm burning. Can't say a word and I can't say a word. And if I don't come back, don't come looking. I
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Hang up that red dress. Let down your hair. Cancel those reservations. There's no need to go nowhere. As good as you're looking right now. Girl, I bet you're thinking I'm crazy. There's a side of you that I want to see that never ceases to amaze me. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess. Sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that. Trace of makeup on, barefoot in the kitchen, singing her favorite song, dancing around like a fool, starting her own little show. Give me the girl that the rest of the world ain't lucky enough to know. Give me that girl with her hair in a mess, sleepy little smile with her head on my chest. That's the you that I like best. Give me that.
Listen online at 98QCountry.com.
Dustin Lynch, stars like confetti. So I told you the Powerball jackpot is $1.2 billion. If you take the cash, it's $555 million. I've never been able to discover yet, but I haven't dug around to find out whether that's before or after taxes. But still, you're going to have a lot of dough.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights, here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods, here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all, here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away?
Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry
store. Really cool station.
98 Q Country.
T-shirt and a comfy chair. Her hair in a bun, one hand on a mug, and the other one's playing snare. To a George Strait vinyl, that yes or no line will get her close, but I don't think she can understand just how far I've been letting my heart fall. What's in my head? She don't know I got some big, big plans. Build a little house out on some hand-me-down. Find a flight, overnight to paradise, late tonight, and I'm a bird of dime.
was his and never.